imagine writing a novel on Twitter, 140 characters at a time. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, is this thing on? Guess I just start typing. Is that how this works? So begins Tweetheart. Yes, it's a novel being written on Twitter. The author, our colleague Doug Sovereign, reporter at sister station KCBS Radio in San Francisco. Doug, writing a novel is hard enough. What on earth possessed you to do it 140 characters at a time?
Well, you know, it just sort of came to me a few weeks ago. I was in an accident, broke a couple ribs, was laid up at home, and one morning, maybe it was the pain meds, I don't know, but one morning I just thought, hey, I tweet all the time about news in my regular Twitter feed. Maybe I should write a novel on Twitter, which is something, I mean, I've always wanted to try to write a novel anyway, and I don't know if I have the attention span to do it, so I thought, I don't think anyone's ever done this. Why don't I try it? And I started tweeting it out, 140 characters at a time last week, and it seems to have caught on and kind of taken off.
Now, I've been following Tweetheart on Twitter, at Tweetheart Novel. You're still in Chapter 1, so kind of give us the Cliff's Notes version of the story.
Well, it's about a young woman named Zoe. She's about 25, and she lives in Berkeley, California, and has become estranged from her family and has some issues in her life, and is taken to living on the street in her truck with her dog, and has friended various street people, and has become sort of semi-homeless. And it's all about what she experiences on the street, which can be dangerous and scary and raw and rough. And the novel consists of her tweets in the first person. So the novel is entirely Zoe's tweets, her day-to-day life and what she experiences that she's tweeting out. And no one apparently has ever written a novel that way. People have written novels and just put them out on Twitter, pre-written them. But this is actually the tweets of the protagonist in real time each day.
Do you know in your head how Zoe's story is going to end, or are you making this up as you go along?
I'm making it up as I go along. She is based loosely on a real person, someone I knew who was very, very close to me, who I lost, who was in this sort of situation herself. And it occurred to me, you know, what if she had been a bit younger and of this generation that texts and tweets and uses this technology, maybe the social media and that way of communication might have helped redeem her in some way. So it's going to be sort of about the redemptive power of social media and the way that connects people. But I don't really know where the story's going. I haven't even written an outline. I have her character pretty well down. But I'm making it up as I go. And sometimes I'm out on the street just experiencing things, and I'll incorporate that into the story. I do know that the last 7 characters will be the end, with a space in between them. But from here to there, I really don't know what's going to happen.
140 characters at a time. You're writing a novel. When do you hope to finish?
Well, I started it on 1/11/11, and my plan is to end on 11/11/11, just for some symmetry. But, you know, as I did the math, so it's 140 characters, which is maybe 20 words each time. I'm tweeting 5 or 7 or 8 tweets all in a row each morning, so they're in a batch. That's really only about, you know, half a page, maybe, of words. So I'm hoping I can get it done by 11/11. I might have to go beyond that, but that's the plan at the moment. It'll be a fairly short novel, but I hope to tell the full story that way.
It's called Tweetheart. You can follow the story 140 characters at a time on Twitter at Tweetheart Novel. I think I interrupted one of Zoe's tweets when I called today. Doug Sovereign from KCBS Radio. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Got to get back to Zoe right now.